Pro Savings Days are on at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, My Lowe's Pro Rewards members get an additional 5% off when you buy 5 or more select GE, Whirlpool, and Electrolux kitchen or laundry major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 123. Discount valid to My Lowe's Pro Rewards members only. Exclusions and other restrictions apply. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See associate or Lowe's.com for details. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the episode of Ethan's Thoughts. Yes, we are done doing the college football playoff talking for now. We're going to wait till the playoffs begin. But guys, I just want to give you an update today. Remember, we're on our new audio podcasting platform, or at least we're still on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, if that's what you're thinking. But the service that I use to record the podcast, it's different. So we haven't got our music yet, all right? I got to find my own music and be able to add it to the podcast. Whenever we do that, then we will be able to have us a little jingle, a little cut in between the intro and the actual podcast. But we ain't there yet. We ain't there yet. So what I'm needing you to do is be patient with me as I figure this out, all right? I felt like it was about time we have another teaching update by the time you're hearing this. I think I'll actually be done with like my entire semester. I think I'll just be given some simple like semester test. And it's not a simple semester test, but it's kind of related to what we're talking about. So I thought I'd give you guys a teaching update. I think I've talked about coaching on this podcast, but I don't think I've ever actually talked about our teaching career. So for episode 61, we are going to be talking about my teaching moment so far, my first semester teaching. Pretend there's music. All right. So, if you don't know, I am a teacher and coach at Manila High School. I love it. Let that set the record straight. It's absolutely amazing. And I teach and coach basketball, assistant girls basketball coach, and do all the jizz and the jazz with it. And then I teach history, and I have two PE classes. Yeah, I got two PE classes, so it's fun. And I'm not going to lie, I like my PE classes more. I think anyone would understand that personally. So it's what I like more, but they're all right. You know, PE can be all right at times as well. I like them, but they're not always perfect. And we're going to break down my two classes. And don't worry, you're thinking, oh, this is dangerous. This is dangerous, Ethan. You're just talking about people in your classes. I'm not talking about people, because everybody goes into this category together. All right. So let's first start with my day. First period, we have basketball. For the senior high, but we, of course, don't practice for just 40-something minutes like first period. So we begin practicing at like 6:30, 6:45, 7 a.m. every day. I normally wake up about 4:30 every day to be able to get ready, do all the things I like to do in the morning, and then be able to go and make it to practice on time, because I live 45 minutes away from where I teach. So we'll practice from about 6:30 to 8. Then from about 8:15 to 9 or 9:15, depending on when I start, I will run the junior high practice, which is 8th and 9th graders. And that's second period. We start in first period, but we end in second period. And then third period comes the 7th grader. So all morning is basketball, playing basketball. All morning, shooting, doing practice, you know, whatever that may entail. And that's just kind of how it is. So after that is fourth period. We have 8 periods in a day here at Manila. Fourth period is my planning period. A lot of the times I'm getting ready for the day, making sure I got everything lined up. Sometimes, because right after fourth period are lunch. So sometimes I will go and get lunch during fourth period. Like maybe it's a Subway or Sonic, if I'm going to get lunch, or if I brought my own lunch, I'll eat it sometimes during fourth period. And then at the end of fourth period, which is because it doesn't take me the whole fourth period to eat. So middle to end of fourth period, going into lunch, I'm setting up for the day. So it's kind of like I'm taking my lunch early, but I'm using my lunch as a really good planning period because they're back to back. And then there's two lunches, one for the junior high, one for the high school. And my lunch is during the junior high lunch because when the high school has lunch, we have these things called advisory classes where you get to kind of go to teachers based on their subject if you're struggling or if they request you, and you get to go in there. And so I have that during the second lunch. It's all right. Yeah, I just yawned. It's all right. And so then we have fifth period, and that is one of my seventh grade classes. I've got 27 in that class. I got 27 in there, 24 boys, 4 girls. No, 23 boys then, 4 girls. And yeah, that's tough. It's really challenging. And like, these kids are not bad. You'll never hear me say bad things about these kids. They just are rambunctious. They are wild. They can't stay in their seat. The girls, they're like, you know, they're over there on their phones, or they're talking about this, or talking about that. And I'm okay with that, you know? I'm all right with that. The boys, they just run around. They'll start tackling each other, stuff. And for the most part, that class doesn't have a problem doing their work. A lot of them actually do it. Their problem is just staying out of trouble. And they even have good grades on an average. So it's really not a bad class. They're not bad kids. They're just hyper. And it doesn't help that I get them right after lunch. You know, like, you know, that little lunch rush you get when you got all that food fresh in you. Some people quiet down. Others get rambunctious. All of them get rambunctious. Every single one of them. But it's funny. They're all fun to be around. And I actually enjoy having them in class. On days they make me not want to pull my hair out, because I've asked one of them to sit down like 20 times. But you can kind of look past those things when you know, like, they're good kids. So most of the time I do that. Then we have sixth period, which is my high school level PE class. And I got some freshmen in there. I got some sophomores. I got some juniors. I've even got a senior in that class. And it's fun. We go into the gym. We'll play a variety of different sports. You got people throwing a volleyball around, throwing a football around, walking around, kicking stuff, playing basketball. It's a lot of the class is active, except like one or two who just hang out with me most of the time. But these guys will play basketball. Let's use basketball for example. Maybe one of them is actually a basketball player, right? And there's like, those do 7-on-7 or something like that. And it is the most comical thing because they get so worked up. I think it's so worked up to where it's just PE basketball. They're acting like this is the NBA finals. And I love seeing them get angry about it, because there's some guys who like don't get angry about it, but they poke at the ones who are, and it's quite hysterical. So I just like to watch and laugh. I had a basketball girl in there, so a lot of times we can talk about basketball or something related to that. But yeah, it's pretty easy. Just a good PE class. And then we, in seventh period, I have another batch of seventh graders. And this one, to where the other one is 23 guys, 4 girls. Let me make sure we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I got 8 boys and 20 girls. So more boys than the girls in the other class, but still a lot of girls. And these girls, they all think that I don't like them. And that's not the case. It's just they just don't do their work. And they'll talk back to me. And I just want to say this to people who aren't teachers, or maybe, honestly, yeah, if you're not a teacher, and if you work like in a setting with children, then I'll understand that, you know? Like, I know, I don't know why my brain went to this first thought, but I know people who work at like an after-school program in the city of Jonesboro, and I feel like you experience what I'm about to mention. So if that's you and you're listening, then just know I understand. But when a human being talks back to you, especially when you have authority over them due to the responsibilities you've been given, it's really demoralizing. Like, it is draining. So, like, I'm trained to the point where it's like, they're not going to, like, bully me around, but it's still just the fact of the matter that they are going to argue me. They are going to talk back. They are going to always have to get the last word in. And it's insane. Like, it's actually impressive how far they'll go. And so it's caused some issues in class, as you can imagine. I can't talk about all of them, but it's just crazy. And it's something every day. I feel like I never get a break. And then 8th period is a 7th grade only PE class. And all but one of my 9 students, or 10 students, are in my history class before. And the one student who's not in my history class right before, he's in the one in 5th period. So I have all of these students in different classes, or in different, like, outside of PE, the ones that are in that PE class. And they like it more in PE because I just let them go and be kids. I mean, these kids run. They literally just run around. They act like it's recess. But they enjoy it. And they're active. So I can't really complain. Sometimes I'll get out there and play basketball with them and they'll think it's the coolest thing ever. But teaching's difficult. It's been sometimes a struggle to... It's rewarding, but it's been a struggle to, like, teach those who don't want to be taught. Yeah. Sorry, I'm yawning. When the day comes that I'm done teaching, whether it's retirement or a different opportunity in life arises that the good Lord tells me to take, I will just keep going, but eventually I will share, not individual stories where I'm like telling stories and saying names, but a lot of the issues that teachers face, that reason it's hard to get a lot of teachers these days, I understand. And there's a lot of other factors that could play into that that I don't experience. What I'll go ahead and give away is I have an amazing support staff. And what I mean by that is, like, fellow teachers alongside of me. I have an amazing principal and great culture at the school amongst the teachers. They're tight for the most part, at least it seems to me. One of my best friends from college is right across the wall from me. We share a wall. And it's nice. I really, like, that is, as a teacher, in terms of, like, your workplace, other teachers, and your bosses, this is the dream. This is where you want to be. You never want to leave here. So, shout out to school, Manila. But yeah, it's been great. It's been fun. It's been challenging, but I've been learning a lot each day, coaching basketball, teaching these children. And right now, we just read a book about the Little Rock Nine. We just finished recently. So, it's been kind of interesting. But I'm going to go ahead and wrap up this episode because, one, that talks about my day as a teacher and how it's going. But two, I just yawned for like the 5th time on this episode. I'm recording this episode pretty late at night. Do what you got to do. But thank you guys so much for tuning in. I hope you guys enjoyed just hearing a little bit about my day today as a teacher. A lot of you guys know I'm a teacher, so it's probably a little interesting to maybe hear about my day today. Next week, I got some announcements regarding streaming for a little bit. I've got like a little update with that, as well as a few other things. So make sure to be ready for that. Thank you guys so much for tuning into today's episode. If you enjoy it, make sure to follow the podcast, share with a friend, and give it a rating if you don't mind. Make sure to go check out Moz Eisley Boys, my other podcast that I have with my friends, and we have it Star Wars themed. It's only on Spotify. So you have to get on Spotify, search the Moz Eisley Boys. There's two profiles. One, we accidentally made one and then forgot a login and we could not get back in because we couldn't even find the email. And so look, when you see the Moz Eisley Boys, if it just says trailer, podcast trailer or something, do not listen to that one. It is a podcast trailer that we put out, but that is not where our episodes are going. So look up the Moz Eisley Boys and then look for the one that has three episodes. At the point of this podcast you're listening, we have three episodes. So make sure to go give that a follow on Spotify if you enjoy Star Wars videos or podcast type things. It's really funny. We really great together. But thank you guys so much for listening. Hope you enjoy. And I'll see you guys next week for episode 62 of Ethan's Thoughts.